There is no end to the zeal of people who support false biblical positions. You can find that out the next time a pair of Jehovah Witnesses knock on your front door. But zeal is only helpful if it is connected to the truth, as Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 2. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. There are correct positions for all biblical issues, and only one for every issue presented in Scripture. Everything else is false. There are many ways which lead to perdition, but the road to salvation is narrow and steep, and as is the case with the gospel, so also with all of the truths that Christians are supposed to learn and believe after accepting the gospel and being united to Christ. This is how spiritual growth works. No Christian knows enough or is gifted enough to reach spiritual maturity on his or her own, and only a handful are gifted to be able to learn and discern the truth of doctrinal matters on their own, and even these few are not fit to do so until after they have been prepared personally and academically, and then begun to engage in serious ministry. That is the job of the pastor teacher. We all have our own unique set of gifts, and we are all part of the body with a job to do. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot, because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. And if the ear says, because I am not an eye, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired. 1 Corinthians 12:12 through 18. For a foot to claim to be an ear is just as ridiculous as the other way around, and for any part of the body to claim it, doesn't need all of the rest, is a spiritually dangerous position. One part that all Christians need is the pastor-teacher, because only a substantive Bible-teaching ministry is capable of producing sufficient spiritual food for a person to be able to grow up to maturity, keep advancing and passing the maturity tests that come, and then become prepared to minister him or herself, according to whatever gifts the Spirit gives and whatever ministries the Lord assigns. Pretending this is not the case will condemn a Christian with that position to spiritual immaturity and result in eventual backsliding in most cases. Equally fraught with danger is smorgasbord-type behavior, where the Christian in question hops from one ministry to the next, one book to the next, one blog or internet site to the next, and becomes his or her own referee on what is true. This is an impossible thing to do, except for a person gifted to be a teacher, once he or she is prepared, and at that point it would be pointless. If a person finds five positions on the meaning of water baptism, and there are plenty more than that if you look below the surface, and let's say that one of them is actually correct. Knowing all five does nothing for you. Believing all five is impossible. Only believing the correct position is spiritually beneficial, because only the truth believed and transformed from mere gnosis by the Spirit when we do believe it into epignosis results in this truth taking up residence in our hearts. Even if the person who knows five theories has a preference, and even if that preference is for the one that is actually correct, the fact of not being sure, of not believing, of not committing that true doctrine to his or her heart by faith makes the exercise spiritually meaningless. Knowledge is useless unless it is true and believed. But the self-referee cannot have true confidence if acting with any humility at all, and if he or she is confident, it inevitably turns out to be in the wrong option. And even if he or she guesses right on this point and actually believes the truth, the method will lead to the wrong solution in other cases, and doubt will eventually destroy the whole edifice because the basis for confidence is false. Do all doctrinal matters have earth-shaking consequences? Some would say not. But how many bricks, which are actually made of chalk, does a person have to put in their spiritual foundation before it runs the risk of collapsing under serious pressure? Or as our Lord put it, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. Christ is the rock. We believers have built our spiritual foundation on him. But how do we accomplish his words after we hear them, except by believing the truth they teach us, and putting it into practice, doing them as our Lord commands in the verses of Matthew? For some things anyone can see from the Bible what is right, forgiveness, for example, and what is wrong, gross sin, for example, but when it comes to the whole fabric of truth which Scripture contains, each teaching, each truth is important, just like the bricks in your house. Each serves a purpose, though we might not see it or know it at the time we learn and believe it, and it is the entire fabric together which informs and supports and empowers the whole. Christians are supposed to know and believe it all, not spend their lives weighing each individual brick and never being certain whether it is a true brick at all or merely chalk. When a ministry is wrong on one or more important doctrinal issues, history and experience show that they may be wrong on other things as well. And perhaps more than that, most churches today in the era of Laodicea only have positions, many of which are wrong, and are not really interested in seeking the truth from the Word, much less teaching it in any depth or detail, which is the primary reason and justification for Christian assembly. So Christians are advised to apply the fruit of the tree test until they find a place where they can grow with confidence that what they are being told is the truth, then give the pastor teacher the benefit of the doubt going forward, once vetted, and believe what is being taught. That is the only way to really learn anything, after all, and especially for Christians, since the Spirit only uses the truth we have believed in guiding and empowering us. We get to choose whom to listen to, but we are the ones individually who have to do the believing thereafter, if we want to grow, progress, and produce for Christ. And that is the only way to win the three crowns of eternal reward.